Good morning, Elias.
And how are you proceeding?
Oh, proceeding. We're still going, still living, still experiencing things. I did want to ask you, the other members of your group, the 11, are they with the session when you have sessions with individuals?
Yes.
Okay. Give them my good morning greetings, if you will.
And you have done that already.
Oh, I know. I figured that when I said it. Okay. Today I want to talk about healing and mirror actions. Mongezi and myself, we are having heart issues. He was hospitalized with AFib and atrial flutter about 10 days ago. He had this same experience 4 years ago, and I remember asking you if I didn't think it was his heart. And you agreed, and he also has a hiatal hernia, a large one that he felt pressed on his heart and caused the heart flutters, the vagus nerve. So anyway, since then he had another incident, and he's having these AFib and atrial flutters like every 16 to 24 hours, and conventional medicine put him on antiarrhythmic. That's not working, so he stopped taking that. And we have questions like, what is he creating? Why is he manifesting this? The excitement about us moving, selling the house and going to Arizona? What is his body consciousness trying to tell him? Good question. I should ask him.
What I would say.
Yeah. Okay.
If I would express that this is a significant manifestation, and in that the body consciousness is being quite loud.
Yes.
About relaxing and letting go. What is he holding to that is creating pressure and tension?
Okay. Okay.
Meaning he doesn't notice, not that they are normal, What that means is not a lifestyle change in a traditional sense, but in the sense that it is a matter of genuinely reevaluating what is important to him and what is not. Recognizing that he has allowed many expressions to be important when they are actually not.
Okay.
Let me express that if he is genuinely evaluating what is important to him, the core of what is important to him, the surrounding subjects become not as important. Let's think about a hypothetical example in relation to the possibility of moving. Now, what is actually important? His relationship with you, that the two of you are comfortable, that you are content and satisfied. Now, in that, the possibility of moving is a possibility of creating a situation in which you will be content and satisfied and comfortable. But what can become important, which is not actually important, are all of the surrounding subjects and issues. What to do, how to do it, who to engage, realtors, other individuals, time frameworks, money. There are many different subjects that you can begin creating as important when those are not the actual important subjects or issues. But they can become important and they can become stressful.
Correct. I think I'm even experiencing that.
And in that, those are not actually the important factors. People very frequently become caught in these webs of constructs of what you make important that are not actually important, and they take you out of the now, and they influence you to not be present. In this, I'm not expressing that you cannot have goals or wants that you're not actually engaging in this moment, such as the prospect of moving to a new location. You're not actually doing that in this moment, but you may be planning to do that, and you are doing in relation to that type of subject, you are not making that the most important factor. You are recognizing that you are here now and what you are engaging together, and whether you are satisfied with that, not placing expectations on yourself in relation to the other individual, what the other individual wants, and not wanting to disappoint them, or not generating time factors. It must do this in this amount of time, and then create this pressure, but allowing yourself to flow and remembering to be centered. Now, what I would express is that in relation to the heart and the lungs, these are organs that are very intricately involved with each other. And in a manner of speaking, you could use these organs as a metaphor in relation to yourself, your partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Function in cooperation and in harmony with each other, and they are very interconnected with each other. If one is malfunctioning, it affects the other. In this, it is important to know that the harmony between you and the comfort between you is very important. When that begins to change, and it begins to incorporate those factors of expectations, then you begin to generate dysfunction. And when one dysfunctions, they both dysfunction. Are you understanding thus far?
Kinda. I'm following.
Very well. Let me express in this manner. You already, in a physical capacity, understand and recognize that the heart and the lungs are two organs that are very interconnected.
Right. Yes.
And that if one is dysfunctioning, it creates a dysfunction with the other.
Correct.
But if both are functioning correctly and naturally, then they are both healthy and there is a comfort in that. Correct?
Correct.
Now, in association with that being a metaphor for relationship, this, let us say that he is the heart and you are the lungs.
Okay.
As an example, if the heart begins to dysfunction by generating pressure and therefore is not functioning smoothly and properly, then it affects the lungs, correct?
Correct.
He generating stress or tension or pressure, even if he is not expressing it.
He's not expressing it.
Or so if he is not expressing it. You feel it. Even if he says nothing, even if you ask questions and he responds by expressing, I'm fine, nothing is the matter. You feel it. And even if you are not entirely objectively defining that there is some tension or pressure or something is off, you respond anyway. And you may not even recognize how you respond differently. And when you respond differently, then he responds differently. And without even being objectively aware, now he has created a situation in which each of you are, in a manner of speaking, bouncing between yourself. One expresses in one manner, another expresses in a responsive manner to that. You might, in one situation, express a tendency to be less interactive or more quiet momentarily, merely because you notice a certain type of energy. Or you may generate a tendency to be more vocal, or you might express a tendency to be slightly less patient in certain time framework. Not merely you, each of you. There are many different expressions that you do as a couple that are not blatantly overt or obvious. They are subtle, and there are nuances that occur that naturally occur because you are accustomed to the dance together. When the dance is flowing well, you are sweeping the floor together. When the dance is not flowing as well, you automatically respond to each other. If one missteps, the other compensates. You automatically do it. These outside expressions, these constructs that you create being important, that are not important, distracts you from the flow of that dance that you do together.
I think I realized that because I wanted to have the house sold by October, and then I remember you saying just, and I said stop, you know, just go with the flow, be in the now.
That what I am expressing is this can build and can continue. tremendous amount of stress. It is more a matter of the tremendous amount of stress and tension being created over time in a type of steady stream.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, there are more and more and more pieces that add to it. And imagination plays into it. For when you interpret a partnership, at times you automatically imagine what your partner thinks or feels. And you justify it by expressing to yourself that you know them very well and therefore you know what they think and feel.
Huh.
But that is not necessarily correct. Right. Such as, hypothetical example, you could be expressing as you did that you wanted to sell the house by a particular date, and you expressed that. And that date approaches nearer and nearer, and you may actually stop concentrating on that and stop focusing your energy in that direction, but he can be imagining that that is important to you. Therefore, he can generate pressure with himself that this has to happen in order for you to be satisfied and content.
Right.
Now, in that one small hypothetical example, how many things are being expressed that are not important? And how many things are being expressed that are counterproductive to the self being healthy? First, focusing on the other individual. Second, not being present, not being now. Also, focusing on a future event and placing pressure in relation to time frame work. Another in relation to lack of communication and not actually by being present, including your partner in that communication and information about what one is experiencing. Not asking questions and generating imagination and assumptions as to what the other is feeling or thinking or experiencing. In this, not paying attention to how much tension that is creating and how much pressure that is creating. And it is astounding how much pressure and tension an individual can create and not be aware of it.
Well, I think I may have been doing that earlier too with nocturnal panic attacks, Elias. I I would wake up out of dead sleep with heart palpitations. One was so intense it gave me a headache.
What I would say to both of you is when I express a life change, mm-hmm. better of evaluating what is actually important and to continue to remind yourself of that every day, several times within your day, and then to enact directions and actions that allow you to maintain being centered and being present, which requires some actual actions and behaviors, such as stopping occasionally within your day and asking yourself, what are you doing? And why is it important? And what does your body feel? Are you actually centered? Are you actually relaxed? And incorporating a moment in which you intentionally relax.
Okay.
Center yourself and breathe. Let me express to you that the metaphor that I used was quite intentional.
Mm-hmm.
And using that metaphor and expressing him as the heart and you as the lungs was quite intentional also. You incorporate a tendency to not breathe.
I know.
Incorporates a tendency to constrict. Therefore, in that, it is a matter of both of you. First of all, viewing yourselves as individual, unique beings, but also as a unit. And as that unit, there are actions that allow you to function naturally together, just as the heart beats and the lungs breathe. And that, what I would say to you, in addition to individually pausing several times within your day, and not forever.
Right.
But I would express that within a relatively short time framework, it will become almost automatic to you, and it will not be necessary for you to intentionally do this any longer. But temporarily, to pause several times within your day, evaluate very briefly your are you in with your partner also?
Okay.
How are you functioning together? This is a piece that is significant with partners. For it is very easy to forget to flow with your partner. That you have generated a choice to partner yourself together, and in generating that choice, it is important that you maintain that flow. Just as it is important that you maintain the flow with yourself. And it is not difficult, and it does not require tremendous concentration. It merely requires you occasionally reminding yourself, pay attention, and to evaluate, what are you doing? I would also definitely suggest meditation. I know you already incorporate meditation or have been.
Yes. We do.
I would inquire of you, how often do you meditate and for what duration?
I meditate in the morning for 20 minutes. Recently with the thumping of his heart, he goes and meditates and it dissipates. That's actually the tool that he's been using. Rather than take the med, he said he goes and meditates and it dissipates.
Excellent.
Good.
I would definitely encourage you both to continue in that direction. I would also encourage you to perhaps engage Tai Chi together.
Okay, he engages it. I don't. Yet. Yet.
That's that you do this together.
Okay. Excellent.
As a unit. And they will remind you, not that you are not aware of this factor, but occasionally it is helpful to be reminded. I remind you to communicate with each other frequently what you are doing, what you are thinking, and what you are feeling. And when you do that, to ask questions. Ask questions rather than imagining.
Okay. Ask each
other. Don't imagine what the other is thinking, feeling, or doing because you know them so well.
Okay.
And when you ask questions, accept the answer.
Whether I like it or not, huh?
Yeah. Okay. encourage you to do so. But whatever the responses are from each other, accept them as they are.
Okay.
You don't have to agree to accept.
Right. I've heard you say that many times.
This is the practical application.
So, okay, I got the message. But that doesn't negate our wanting to move, because you said I had it. Okay.
Definitely not. And that is what I'm expressing to you. It is not to say that you should not or cannot incorporate wants, and that those wants don't also involve planning. Yes. Mm-hmm. But that in the midst of that you remain centered, that you remain in communication with each other, and that you remain present. Being present does not exclude the past or the future. It places them in their proper position.
Okay. So, okay, so I will share this with him, and we will practice breathing, being present, and and communicating with each other. Okay, so it's a lot to process. But.
And I would express to you that it is important for both of you to share with each other what you notice that you feel pressure about.
Okay.
Or that you feel tension about. And not to discount or dismiss from yourselves or each other, which I would express the reason that I emphasize that is that it is very easy to do that. It is very easy to express, oh, this is not important, I won't say that. Or I may be feeling a slight amount of pressure in relation to this one subject, but it is not that much, and therefore it is not worth mentioning. Or if the other individual expresses, I don't want you to be distressed, or I don't want you to be anxious, and then immediately responding, don't worry about that. Automatic responses, you automatically minimize what you or the other individual is feeling and expressing. That is an important point not to do. That those small expressions that you think are not important enough or not
Which is what's...
Or...
Is that what's happening to Mongezi and myself, right? The heart?
Okay. Yeah. Or the dismissal of what the other is expressing. If they express a concern, then, or if you express a concern, and the other individual responds by expressing, oh, don't think about that. Don't worry about that. That is a dismissal. No, it is important that these feelings are expressed.
And acknowledged.
Precisely. Not dismissed. When you express, I feel nervous and distressed because you are uncomfortable.
Which I do.
If his response is, I'm fine. That entirely dismisses you.
Okay.
Or if he is expressing, I don't want you to be anxious. I want you to feel happy. And you express, don't worry about me. You have enough to worry about with yourself.
Yep.
That is the same. It is dismissing what other individual is expressing in their feeling and not acknowledging them. And when you both do that, you think you are the saving the other individual's feelings. This is a fascinating statement. What does that mean?
That we're saving
individual's feelings. And in that, you cannot prevent them from feeling. And when you dismiss their feeling, you invalidate them. And you invalidate yourself. Therefore, this is an important factor to be aware, not to be dismissing in either direction, but to genuinely be listening and allowing yourselves and each other to express yourselves freely, because just as much as the heart and the lungs move together, and if one malfunctions, they both malfunction, they must both move in harmony to be well.
Okay. Helpful.
They don't independently of each other. They move in conjunction with each other, in harmony with each other.
That's what I want. Much to think about, ponder, and have him listen to this as well. And I will endeavor to do the suggestion, you know, the things you suggest for both of us, so that we are in harmony and we don't dismiss each other or devalue each other. Okay. All right.
Excited about moving.
I am.
And not be anxious.
Okay. Not be anxious. Okay. Go with the flow.
Looking forward to moving and not be out of the now.
Okay. Yeah, I was beginning to realize that too much projection. That's when you were talking about putting your attention. I think in the last session about what would be, what might be, what I dread, what I don't want for this being, what I express in terror and anticipation. That's kind of what you're talking about. Be in the now.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
And present.
Present. And more than likely, once we synchronize, his heart will settle down, maybe. Yeah. He also thinks he was out of, his assessment that he was out of balance.
That would be obvious.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. Well, I feel better. We have much to go over and talk about and share. We definitely...
I would express, you can express to him, it is considerably difficult to be balanced if you are not centered.
Right.
And he is not being centered.
No, isn't that what Tai Chi does as well, though, to center you?
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
But let me also express here that with any of these disciplines, with yoga, with Tai Chi, even with meditation, you can become familiar with these actions to the point in which you are engaging the motions and not actually absorbing yourself in it.
Right.
You can even generate meditation and not engage it in a manner in which you are actually centering yourself.
Right. I've been aware of that. I'll be everywhere else and still meditating. Yeah.
Correct. Or you can become very accustomed to an action and it is automatic, and in that it does not necessarily mean that you are actually engaging it and absorbing yourself in that action.
Yeah, we're not. Actually, I've noticed that when I do that, I'm not absorbing myself in that action.
They move hand in hand, the lungs and the heart.
Okay. Good. Something we will need to practice. Okay. All right. I have a couple of quick other questions. Times. My friend Kathy Royster, what's her essence name?
Truvy, TRUVY.
Okay, and have we shared focus together, like students, priests, druids, compatriots, antagonists?
All of these.
All of them. And does she have a Russian focus? I call her Katya.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And a question about her son. Did he, I know we you talk about it being a choice at that moment. Now, they said that he hit the tree at 120 miles an hour and that he fell asleep. And then there was something about a deer from another a medium. How did he die? Of her? I don't know. The police said it was impact from falling asleep. Her daughter says no. I don't know.
What I would express is the encouragement
will do. Is Emery still physically present?
Define that.
Alive. In the, excuse me? Yes, okay. All right. Mongezi also wants to know the tapping he hears on the window in each room when he's having his musings, as he calls it. What is that? Is that a reminder to be present?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what crossed my mind. Okay, very good. Because he hears it in every room.
Also, that is his own energy.
That's his own energy? I will let him know because that was one of his questions. And Justin, his essence name.
Essence name, Lionel.
That sounds like him. Last time we talked, you said he cages himself. Now, our relationship, we get him. There's a familiarity. We understand each other. There's a type of bond. And I was wondering, are we part of the same essence or share focuses?
Definitely share many focuses and counterpart actions.
And counterpart. Okay. All right. Question for Jolene. Prior to falling asleep, she experiences a sensation of falling and she's uncomfortable with that. And she leaves the TV on. I thought it was something significant for her to explore. Is it something she's afraid of? What?
Back of control.
Ah. Okay. Okay. Well, question about Sizwe. I know, he continues non-physically, right? In a new direction. He's not incarnated in a new personality focus. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. What is he doing? Just exploring? In a manner of speaking.
Yes, in a manner of speaking.
Okay. All right. That was my feeling. Nothing that's going on is time seems to be accelerating quickly for me. It's like it's and a lot of synchronicities, and it's like, oh my gosh, before I know it, I'm going to be disengaged. Is this about what's happening, with the energy? Yes, okay. A lot of it,
Definite.
okay.
And there is a considerable expression of that energy, which is one of the reasons that I incorporated the subjects that I did at our group interaction.
Right.
Because there is a considerable amount of that type of energy that is occurring, and it is affecting.
Right. So affecting both Mongezi and myself as well, right? A sense of, okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's was the impression I got, that it was affecting him as well, because he's rather sensitive too. Okay. Oh, thank you so much, Elias. It's been very helpful. I can't tell you how I look forward to hearing all the sessions on my drive to work. All of them, the group, individuals. It's like I can't get enough. I really, and it just gives me comfort. Wonderful. I appreciate that. I will endeavor to practice your suggestions. Thank you, Elias. Au revoir.